Hello, everybody. Welcome to Get Money, Give Love podcast. I'm here with Dwight, Sukari, Tajiri, and Sia the Diva. Please welcome them.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey,
y'all.
Hey,
y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
All right. So, I want to get into this right now. Sia the Diva, she wants to entertain y'all, and I'm going to let her. Let's go. Sia the Diva.
Hey ya, hey ya, hey yo, it's your darling Diamond Diva. I'm Sia to you, but my friends call me Sia. I'm walking in my greatness, better than you could ever do. Sazayin the Wazayin, my mom and daddy taught me to. I'm new to your ears, but I'm dope, and that's a fact. Cause I am what you call the leader of the pack.
Give me a break.
You know you love my style. I'm groovy, boo, don't fight it. But do yourself a favor and don't fight it.
Have a nice day.
Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey.
Come see ya.
See ya, the Diva.
Come see ya.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Now, let me give y'all some background on who she is, why we chose this beat, and some of the lyrics that she put down today.
Ooh.
Amantia, a.k.a. Sia the Diva, is the daughter of myself, Tajiri, a.k.a. the Rich Twin, and the late and great Grizzate Kazang is all better known as Kango Kid from UTFO.
Ooh.
If you know his rap style, he used to rhyme in Pig Latin. Snoop Dogg himself said that. For Shizzle, My Nizzle came off of him. Listening to Roxanne, Roxanne. But he says, is the Grizzate Kazang Izzo. And one of his songs is Bite It. And one of his songs with his group, I should say, is Lead Up the Pack. So she incorporated a tribute for y'all today that was written yesterday before we came out here. And she chose that beat because Roxanne Shante and the UTFO Awards is history to hip-hop.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
And we're here with Ms. Sukari. Can you introduce yourself, too?
Go on, hey.
Oh, hey, Sia. Thank you, love. Diamond Diva. I'm Sukari, a.k.a. Sweet Twin, S-W-E-E-E-T-T-W-I-N. I am
the sweet one.
I'm the sweet one. Yes, I am. I say that because, unfortunately, people always call me and my sister by the same name. They say, oh, the Rich Twins are here. And no.
Go on,
she's
girl.
Here. She's here. But Sukari is Swahili. It means sugar. So I'm the Sweet Twin. And
Tajiri. The it's Swahili, which means rich.
The wealthiest
and I'm a twin.
In.
No, I'm rich in all aspects of life. I'm rich
you.
In love.
That
was a little bit okay.
Oh, no,
shout
no.
out. No, 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 no. It's okay. It's okay. She got one side from me.
They do this all the time.
Remember that when you had
long as I'm broke.
Right.
Broke.
Broke.
Don't pay attention to the little one show that you talk about.
I'm not little.
What was it like? You know, being together or whatever, you know, with Kango Kid.
It was your ordinary relationship. I did when we went home after the lights was off, and the shows were over. He still took the garbage out. it was a relationship,
right?
So no, the man you know and love, and I know and love are two different people. If that makes sense,
it does. It does.
Got you, got you. And I'm sure you hung out with him a lot. You know, what was that like?
I mean, he was just a regular person. I mean, he had his lifestyle, but we also know people other than Kango that was in the industry. So he was just a person that was around family functions. We sang because my family, we just liked, you know, we drink and sing. That's our thing. And he would join in and we would have great times. He was just a good person and a great dad.
How
blessings,
did you,
blessings.
How did you two meet?
Okay, it's a funny
hey,
story.
Hey, Stevie.
Hey, Stevie, right. Shout out to Stevie D from the 4SMDs. We were at Stevie D's birthday party, and Stevie was like, I want to introduce you to my man. My friend is here, Kango Kid. And I looked at my sister and said, I wonder if he remembers us.
Because actually it was the second time.
It was the second time we had come into contact with him, because when we were teenagers, we danced for a group called Lamb and Wreck, and Kang managed the group.
Mm.
So the group disbanded. We went our separate ways, and years had passed, some 20-something, you know, some odd years or so. And so I said, I wonder if you remember us. And she almost forgot. She said, remember us? I said, remember, he managed us with Lamb and Rec. And she said, that's right.
We had to be 14 when we did that because we had on our green Sherlins.
And it was before we started Dancing for Shop. Yeah, so because when we started with that group, they had already had their group, and he came out to Staten Island. He was going around auditioning dancers, and my sister and I were known as battle dancers. And yes, we was nice, y'all. But we still are. I stand corrected. Yes, we are still nice. I dance you, your mom, and everybody else under the table. But anyway,
mean two-step.
Now I know where I got my dancing skills from.
Well, your daddy was a dancer too.
Yeah.
But
you got double the genes.
I don't think he was good at it.
Oh, no, daddy was dope. You got to watch the video. You watching Michael Jackson? You ain't even watching your own father. We'll talk about that.
Right.
No. So we met that night and we hung out, all of us, just friends. But I was going through something that Kang had already gone through. I was going through a divorce, and he had gone through that. And he raised his three boys, and I was raising three daughters.
And they were the hip-hop Brady Bunch.
Yes, we were. We used to call her Cousin Oliver. Remember the little redhead that came on in the 11th season?
Right.
Because she was our late-life baby. Like, I was 41 when I had her. Kang was 48.
41?
I was 41 when I had you.
I thought you were 20.
I wish, honey.
But what happened? I thought you were graduating college back then.
I did. That's a whole different story. I left college in my senior year and became a correction officer.
Uh-huh.
Did my 20 years, just aunt and I, retired, and then went back to school to finish what we started. So after I retired, I returned to school and completed my degree. That's why you were there when
She said, all right, like she really
is. I think I did that a few times.
I pulled that one before.
Mm-hmm. We are still in school. Yeah. She's right. We are both currently getting our doctorate.
That's crazy.
Look
that's
at crazy. Y'all. What is that? What, so we all going to school at?
University of Phoenix.
Okay, nice.
We got our undergrad from Morgan State University. Shout out to the HBCUs.
You already
and then
know.
I got my master's in project management.
Yeah, I didn't finish school, but I did go to Cheney University.
Okay.
I so I know about
that. Shout out to the HBCUs, yes.
See you.
Yeah. I did a little bit of Cornell, so just a little.
Oh, excuse us.
Oh, God.
Wow. Did he say Cornell?
Yes, he did.
I'm not talking about walking across the campus. We're not talking about practice. Yeah. It's a game. We're not talking about practice.
You're doing a great job interviewing us. You finished?
So, see ya. I got questions I got to ask you.
Yeah.
You miss your father, right?
Yeah.
Don't ever let nobody downplay him. He is a monster at what he did. He's very dope. You know what I mean?
True.
There's very few people on this planet with his abilities. You know what I mean? He's widely respected and, you know, always be proud about who your father is.
You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
I see it. You see it
too, right? I loved your little freestyle, okay?
Thanks.
You know what I mean? Hey, what you say? You wrote that yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
You got to work fast in this business, so that's good. Yeah. That's very good.
Apparently, my uncle didn't believe I could, like, get a whole entire rap stuck in my head in literally one day.
Yes,
that's how it happens.
Tell him who your uncle is.
When somebody don't believe you can do things, that push you to make, you know, be able to do it. So that's good.
Tell him who your uncle is. Shout out.
But here's the thing.
Thank your uncle for hating a little bit, you know.
Here's the thing. My uncle is Shaheem.
Shaheem the rugged child.
Yeah,
okay, well, dope.
You got some in your eyelash?
No. My eyelashes are bothering me.
Okay. Yeah. So he said, there's no way she going to remember this by tomorrow. She was like, I could do this.
That's right.
But
I also did get the suck song stuck in my head. Yeah. So apparently I can't get it out.
Because
the only thing we have
that's
left of it is the beat.
No, that's a good thing though.
So at least somebody had like take a video or something so I can get it out of my head.
But is it written down anywhere or you just have it in your head?
I have it in my
Type
head.
It in that phone. I
you
see you had the phone.
Put it down real quick.
Mm-hmm. I see you was, well, we got it on tape.
I was recording.
Well, that's an exclusive because she's never performed it before.
We got the acapella, too, because I heard you spitting it earlier. I was listening to it. So that's So
he did a song at 4 called Designer Baby. But it, we were scheduled to go to Atlanta to record the video, and COVID hit.
Oh, so man. COVID killed everything.
Yeah, we put that on hold.
Rest in peace to everybody that, terrible stuff.
Mm-hmm. To those who lost their lives to COVID, to those who lost their lives inadvertently to COVID, there are people who had to choose between being treated for kidney failure or COVID. Some hospitals wouldn't treat you. Mm. So for those of you who are affected, my apologies.
Because more people died from COVID-related than COVID itself.
My condolences,
Terrible. Rest in peace.
Yes, indeed.
So, Sia, what else you got going on? Trying to jump into the acting world, I hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in a play called The Secret Garden, a school play. I basically got the main role.
Okay.
Secret Garden. Somebody got Mary Lennox, which is fine. I got Betty. I wanted Jane, but I also got Betty. But here's the thing, which is actually pretty funny. So I'm actually the oldest child. The girl Martha is the youngest child, and who plays Martha, she is taller than me. The girl who plays Jane is taller than me. So why can't I just be the youngest child, you know?
Right.
Makes sense.
Is it a smaller part if you get the youngest child?
Yeah, she has
more. No, because we all are supposed to be together in the play, but actually, in like one of the scenes, I'm not in there.
Oh, okay.
That's why I wanted Jane, so I can be in that part too.
But it's you have to take a break.
She needs.
I like singing.
Yeah, no. I know. I'm saying, but you sing in the play.
Oh yeah.
Gotta rest those vocals.
Well, you're gonna have other opportunities to you know star or whatever. But it sounds like you're starring in it already.
Yeah, but I feel like every single year, like from first grade to third, from now, first grade I got like a bad part.
There's no such thing as a bad part. You had a smaller part.
Second grade, I got like a good part. I got a really good part. Now here, I got like basically the main role. So I feel like in fourth grade, I could get, there's a 50-50 chance I could get the main role.
The girls playing alongside you, are they older or younger than you?
Older. They're both in fourth
grade. All right, so you winning. You winning.
Right.
You winning. You're a generation ahead of them.
That's good.
Yeah.
That you ready for some more roles? What about movies?
Movies, yes. Take the camera.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to. I think I like the Mean Girls movie.
Mean Girls. Though.
The new movie, Mean Girls movie.
The musical. She's into a Mean Girls phase. We wear pink when?
On Wednesdays. We only wear ponytails once a month.
Once a week.
And we wear sweats on Fridays.
It was the pause.
Oh, my God.
She's eight, y'all.
Yes,
okay.
I'm 18. Yes, you 18, though, with the attitude.
She's a young lady here.
She gives it all the attitude.
You said I still have what?
I still got style.
That's right.
Tell them.
You know your mom and your auntie. Kid.
You did good, brother.
My auntie is.
He was taking her into the studio and doing voiceovers with her when she was like 2 years old.
So wow.
Something she just enjoys. Like right now, that's I believe good. She's on a roll. She's
my favorite thing on a play is when I'm in the center of a spotlight. I get to tell you.
That's right.
So you gotta keep going, and as you see yourself, keep going higher and higher and higher.
Uh-huh.
Just like from first grade to now, you just gotta keep going. Roles gonna get better, opportunities gonna get better, and you know, just gotta stick with it though. That's the thing. That's the catch. Consistency is the catch, you know, to a lot of stuff. Hard work, staying focused, not letting outside boggle up inside. You know what I mean? If you do that, you're going to go places. You just got to believe in yourself. That's all.
And make sure you don't get backed up on your razz and zern.
They do razzes and homework too, right?
I don't have no homework. Y'all do.
Oh, not today. I'm talking about today.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say.
No, we have assignments due on Saturdays.
Let me clear that up.
We're, okay.
We're both in our doctorate program, and we have our assignment due today. So she heard us saying in the call, we have to get our assignments done. So that's why she's saying
and
that.
We refer to it as homework. So she doesn't have homework on the weekends. But
y'all do.
Not yet, though. When you get older,
please make it clear you do your own homework. You made it sound like we're doing our own homework.
Make that
I do
clear.
Not, Miss Chechi. I promise you, I do not do her homework.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. But sometimes my part in the play gets, like, a little annoying because...
Oh, you playing a part on us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, but like, because like on the first page, we're not there. But on the sixth page, we are. And then we're on like this. Then we're on like the eighth page. Like, we like six. And then we're not on one page. And then we're on the next page. And then
during rehearsals, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's because you're skipping around to make sure you know your part because you have to come off script.
I know, but they keep like literally yelling at us to be on our rooms. Like, I'm coming.
Okay, well,
that's why I have to stay.
Let's go back to talking about that.
Let's talk about that later. Let's stay focused.
Stay focused.
Do you listen to your father's music?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Tell him what song you were playing the other day that I walked in and cut your phone off. I
said, oh, my not. God.
What do you mean?
What song do I not let you listen to that I catch you listening to?
I don't remember what the song was.
It's one of her dad's songs?
Yes. It's a Which very vulgar song. Master Baby.
Wow.
Hey. How did she find that one?
He played it in the house one time, and I said, you are not. He said, she likes it. I said, you are not letting her listen to that. He said, she doesn't know what it means. The other day I come in the house, and she has it on her phone. I said, absolutely
no,
not.
No, here's the thing. It was on my tablet. It just randomly came on.
Oh.
I couldn't stop it because it was on the game.
The game came on. She was playing the game.
What game was it? Because you might want to go get that
more
check.
It was a game on Roblox. Need more care.
She was playing on one screen. On one screen, she was playing Roblox, and it was playing from another screen.
You know, Roblox makes me nervous because grown men come through and
I know, and talk they to like, young kids.
Yeah, oh, so you got to get off
so
of that
you got to make sure
one.
It's yeah, not one of those where somebody put it on because they were able to connect to her Roblox.
Yeah, but like... I only play games that I can only be in. Like, Need More Karen is just me.
Does anybody ever AI, message you on AI. There?
No.
All right.
Only block my friends them. Block that I know them. From school.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta block the weirdos out there.
Yeah, we call them creepos.
Creepos,
those
yeah.
Creepy people.
Creepy people are creepos.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. So, your three sisters, where they live at? They live with y'all?
No.
Okay.
Jasmine lives in the UK.
Oh, cool.
Tati lives in Sacramento. And Deja is living in Georgia. So basically, I'm like the only child in our house. But Jasmine came home to visit, so.
Cool.
Did your mama spoil you?
So you could travel and see all them.
Your mama spoil you
life.
Since you're the only child in the house? Do you get spoil you?
Yeah,
she gets spoiled by everybody.
Being that she has, so I have three older daughters. She has two older daughters. My older sister has two daughters. Everybody's adults. My brother has four sons.
You got another sister?
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to Shauna B.
She's a year older.
Okay, I'm about to say it's another
she's
old, one.
She's older than both
another
years.
One.
She's one. She's 13 months.
Oh, okay.
And so everyone has their own money. So if I tell her no to something, it still gets delivered via Amazon because she goes into the group chat. She has a chitty chat, a group with her sisters and her text messages to her cousins. And they're like, oh, I bought it for her. It's fine. And they just start showing up.
Oh, my goodness. What? Something happened. Denim.
They going to spoil you up forever.
And her granddaughter, too.
I have a granddaughter. I have a granddaughter who's very spoiled.
Her oldest daughter has a daughter, Denim.
Congratulations.
She put in the family group chat. Denim wants unicorn Crocs, and it wasn't a whole second later. Got him. Who got him? I got him. What's in it now? I'm going to meet you. Everybody just ordered the same shoes at the same time.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Oh, man.
One night, I was talking to Tati, and I told Tati that
this
I don't.
So crazy.
I told Tati that I don't like eat spicy chips anymore. Tati, in the middle of the night, Tati paid and shipped spicy hot.
Uber
two
Eats
bags
knocked at the door.
my mom. With two bags of spicy
Cheetos.
Come into the door, so I ate like only one pack.
I said I don't want her eating those. They're not good for you.
And then. Mm-hmm. Like 10 minutes later, knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Oh, it's just the Uber Eats order for me. Yes.
Yeah. All the way from Sacramento.
But Bob, you should be grateful.
Mommy said no, but you can have them. Yesterday, wait, she goes, she has ice cream from the ice cream truck. She had a bunch she has a bunch of junk and everything that my my daughter took her to the park. So we get to Dunkin' Donuts. She goes, I want a shake. I said, you just had ice cream. My daughter leans past me and says, can you please give her a shake? What's wrong? Why she can't have a shake? And I said, this baby has way too many mothers.
Yeah.
What was it with
Jackie? It takes a village.
It's the experience.
Oh,
told
wait.
Her she didn't need something.
Wait, hold up.
It literally takes a village.
Dunkin' Donuts don't play no games. Let's go.
And you know that things are coming. Shutting down these days, we balling. Find killer for the place, no darling. But you know the end to the early morning.
Give money, give love radio. The best music in the world. Don't believe me, tune in. Let's go. Max Gilliam. Joey Dawes featuring Max Gilliam. Let's go. Slow down. Don't slow down. All platforms. Go get that. Let's go.
And faster. She know what she doing. Faster and faster. I love how she moving. Whatever she wants, she know I go and get it. She told me her dreams cause she knew I would listen. Knew I was blessed. Knew I was different. L after L, I just pull till I'm lifted. One look at me, you can tell that I'm gifted. Hit after hit, I can see why they bitching. We on the road, I can see why they tripping. Don't care what you think, I'm about my business. Kill after kill, I guess I got the vision. Gave her my life and ain't none of it fiction. Minus the hate, we subtracted
the vision. You just seen them up for the summer, baby, let's go.
Grind for my homies that's locked in the prison. I want what's mine, I don't want your forgiveness.
Baby, don't slow down.
Get money, give love radio. We are not the same. A60, 97.5 HD2, let's go. Vibes, vibes, vibes. Whitney Starr, what's good? Philly, stand up. Jersey, stand up. Let's go.
What to say? It's complicated to convey. What if you don't feel the same? Oh, I love you anyway. Love you anyway. Love you anyway. Love you anyway.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. Check your watch. Check your watch. If you don't gotta watch, check your phone, baby. Let's go all the way up.
Atlantis could rise and Venice could go dry. Nothing matters.
Her name is Whitney Starr, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Lose myself. I'm gonna lose myself. I'm gonna lose myself in you. Lose myself. I'm gonna lose myself. I'm gonna lose myself in you.
Don Michaels. Junior, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Beachy. Go stream that. Ah.
How you doing this morning? I'm peachy. I just left Gucci trying to go get some CC. Ex-girl on my phone talking about how she need me. Woman, is you crazy or stupid or sleeping? My people in this so be easy. I'll probably be calm, but some of my niggas tweaky. Telling me she cute, but she rap. Well, don't rate me. Rocked up my middle. I need that on my pinky. And I know that me winning might irk you. LV with the off-white sneaks, rest in peace, Virgil. Life throwing up walls, we just treat that like hurdles. Throwing on beats, I just treat that like
we play the hottest music in the world, ladies and gentlemen, stay in here. Let's go.
When you blow, I don't know them. I see through a bad getting mad, so I ghost them. We was on a campaign, that was champagne that we toasted.
Run it up, son. Let's go, yeah. Jersey.
How you doing this morning? I'm peachy. I just left Gucci trying to go get some CC. Ex-girl on my phone talking about how she need me. Woman, is you crazy? You stupid, sleepy.
That Michael Jr.
Join, you can't beat me. All I do is win, win, win. That's a three-peat. Watching this girl join my wave made them CC.
Yellow Bay. She be talking to y'all. I swear, I swear, I swear. Better be listening. Woo. Shout out to the producer.
Baby, can you feel vibrations? I've been waiting very patient for you.
If you didn't catch it, it's Yellow Bay. Let's go.
For you, I can't take it. Can you feel the connection?
Yes, yes, yes.
When you be texting me, wondering what you look like naked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take it all from me. Take it all from me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She is fire. If you into that R&B, tap in with her. Yellow Bay. At Y-E-L-O underscore Bay. B-A-E. Trenton. Burlington. DZ. Let's go.
Feeling, you know how I walk out feelings in pocket. I tried to show love, you turn me to a cold one. You love me, no option. You don't love me, you never did or cat man, stop it. There's no more room at the table, no, you can't eat, so you just watching. Handshakes, hit the middle fingers, I don't feel for them. 100%, you won't bust your gun, why the f*** should I kill for them?
Boy, keep it real, let's go.
I just laugh now, K told me I should never dealt with it. The money piling different, doing it totally. How shit been going doing nowadays, I don't know who to call my homie. I was around backstabbers, leeches, liars, and phonies. I don't know the trust, so I'm keeping it on me.
DZ
can't stay in my perk, I gotta run in my bag. Mixing much running through, today I'm calm, tomorrow be sad. I just slow down on living life, before I die fast. And the past secret agendas are long, I wish I had took all they masks. Yeah.
Shout out to the boy DZ. And y'all go in, boy. Let's go. Vegas. Featuring Problem Child, Joey Dawes. Let's go. Shout out to Pop Tracks for the record. You know how we handle business. That's family. Let's go.